What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast where we go behind the scenes of all things The Challenge.
Today, we're going to sadly close the chapter on The Challenge All-Stars. What an amazing season it's been and so fun to watch and relive with all of you.
Yes, and we are going to be answering listener questions about the All-Stars reunion and maybe a few questions about this upcoming season of The Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies.
And cheese fries. And magpies. And my thighs.
Okay.
And my ties.
Okay.
So basically, there's a lot to discuss, so we're going to get started.
Let's do it. All right, Anissa. Well, I think it seems kind of impossible to discuss everything that happened in this episode in 22 seconds. So I say let's scratch the time bomb. Let's just go right into
yes!
the episode. Yes! How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's my lucky day.
Honestly.
I don't have to live with the pressure of that.
Yeah, no. And you know what? This reunion was filled with so much stuff. I mean, first of all, can we just talk about, we have Maria Menounos and Nate Burleson hosting this shit. When I saw them, I was like, damn, that's awesome.
Wish I would have been there. Wish I would have been there, but I was too busy quarantining for Spies, Lies, and Allies.
Well, I just think it's so interesting because there was obviously a lot of cast members who weren't there who were mm-hmm. brought up in a lot of conversations and didn't have the ability to defend themselves. You know, Kendall, Katie, Trishelle, there was a lot of people not there mm-hmm. and there was a lot of, those were a lot of big storylines. So
right.
it was interesting to hear it just from certain people. And, you know, that's why we had a lot of people defending others, which made sense.
Right. I think that, yeah, this was definitely one of those reunions where I didn't mind people coming to the defense of others. I mean, there were a lot of people that couldn't speak for themselves, couldn't defend themselves. And yeah.
Yeah, but we did have some awesome people there. We had Big Easy, Kellyanne, Durrell, Jemmy, Beth, Isella, Jhonae, Derek, Mark, and of course, the challenge champ, Yes. So it was nice to hear from them.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the way that some of them can navigate through the reunion, because it's stressful. It's the place where you let everything out and you get to see people face to face, where you know what you say will not be used, you know, against you when you're about to get voted in. You know, like, you don't have to worry about the game because now the game is over.
Right.
But, you know, I guess the reunion brings up some things for people and, you know, it takes you back to that place. So,
yeah, that's definitely what happened. And, you know, it's so interesting. Like, Yes is, when he speaks, he just gives off this energy that's very calming. Obviously, when, like you say, you go into a reunion, you rehash out all these things, and mm-hmm. you still have your opinions. But, like, Yes comes into the entire situation, looking at it from both sides and just having this, like, calm demeanor. And I just mm-hmm. think that's so refreshing because, for me personally, reunions are my least favorite thing about The Challenge because it's just the bullshit.
I hate them. I get to see you and a few other people, but besides that, I hate them.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, listen, it's like the drama aspect of The Challenge is definitely why a lot of people watch it and why a lot of people get casted. But it's my least favorite part. It really is. And a lot of people, like certain people thrive in that area. And I just, I can't.
Right. I think I thrive in it, but I don't enjoy it because I start to get really antsy after 12 hours of sitting day one. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you are fighting for other people. So you're doing two jobs. You know, you fight for the people that aren't there. You fight for your friends who are on stage because they don't bring up everything on the reunion. So it's like, how much can I get out to fully explain the situation from front to back so there aren't any questions? You know, there isn't that lingering space where people can just make up their minds on whatever based on one person's opinion or two people's opinion about a situation that involved 30, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a lot.
Yeah, it can be, you know? And I think that, first of all, the cast was incredible this season because everyone really brought it. And one of the things that is important is bringing the drama, is bringing the conflict. It's all really important for a show like this, as well as the competition. And I loved that from the beginning of the season, like, you saw that first challenge and a lot of people couldn't do it. Like, it was that big, like, wake up in the water, like, this is not a backyard game kind of show.
I loved it.
Welcome back. But then by the end of it, you see everybody finishing the final. So it was this really nice, it was this really nice arc of like, oh wait, shit, I'm back in the game, gotta get my footing. And then you get to see these awesome like competition stories continue to grow, and then everybody finishes the final. So it was really refreshing to see that.
Yeah, that was awesome. That really was. Because I showed up to the first challenge and I'm like, excuse me, is this thing on? Because I thought it was going to be a challenge where I could chill a little bit. But I saw something so familiar and I was like, and then there was this sense of calm that went over me like, oh, I may fuck shit up this season.
Yeah.
You know, I felt strong and I felt like, oh, well, I live in this space, you know, like, this has kind of become my career, you know, and this is awesome. This is like the best job ever. Mm-hmm. And now I get to do it. I get to compete with the people that were killing it back in the day and are showing you now why they're on All Stars. They're still killing it. So it was awesome to see that and to know that we were all going to be challenged. I mean, no matter what you do, like when we talked to Justin about it, he was like, I'm not going to make it a cakewalk for people who do this regularly.
Yeah, but
he wasn't going to make it a cakewalk for anybody. I mean, through and through, the whole thing showed everyone's strengths and weaknesses. And it did round out to this beautiful ending of us making it there, us supporting each other on the way up the mountain. Even though we knew there was $500,000 on the line, there was so much camaraderie.
Yeah.
And I was proud to be a part of that.
It is nice. You need those moments where you all come back together, and finals definitely bring people to that place because what you experience is very difficult. And even the entire season, you know, like one thing about the challenges is like people are going to do things that are polarizing, right? Like, for example, Kendall, she is somebody in the show that a lot of people didn't really vibe with in the beginning. But later in this reunion, you see like Kellyanne coming to her defense. And I actually, from a viewer's perspective, from somebody who never lived with Kendall, I'm with Kellyanne on this one. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
It wasn't that she didn't jump. If she didn't jump, she didn't want to smack her face. I get that kind of fear. I totally have taken some bad spills. Yeah. And you watch somebody go down right before who has like a bloody chin and a bloody nose or whatever, and that frightens you. Kendall's a beautiful woman. I mean, of course, I would be nervous. It was that she told people a different story when she got down.
Yeah.
So that's what people were like, is she trustworthy? Like, you know, if we're on a team, I said about the swimming challenge, the first one, like if my teammates aren't willing to go and swim for me and I'm risking my safety to go out and swim for them, are we going to work well together in the end? Yeah. Are they going to quit on me in the end? Are they going to give up in the end? I think that's how they were looking at Kendall. Like, are you, it wasn't, if she was like, yo, I was just scared, everyone would have been like, cool. It was, I think, because she lied about it, that's what, you know, I think that's what people wanted to hear, like accountability and moving on.
I just think it's not a big deal. Like,
It wasn't a big deal, but it made us sound like idiots when we were telling a story. And then she was saying, oh, they were like, oh, well, Kendall told us something different. And then we looked like liars. And Beth and I were up there. We heard it. We saw it.
Right, Ruthie was there too.
Right. So it was just about like, you lie on big shit. You don't lie over small shit, you know? Yeah. So I think that's what it was. And this is not about Kendall's, you know, personality and or character. She was cool. She did keep to herself. She was a little bit more quiet. We did have our conversations at times. But yeah, like people are afraid of certain shit. And I wish Kendall would have been there to defend herself. I really do. I really wish she would at least have that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I think would have been cool about the reunion, to give everybody a chance to actually speak their piece, because it doesn't feel good to watch an entire room of people talking about somebody that's not there. It almost feels like, oh, well, what's their side of the story? But hopefully.
What is their side of the story?
And Kendall will tweet in. So
yes, that would be awesome.
Speaking of yes, that would be awesome. It was so awesome that yes donated all of that. Well, a lot of money that he won. I mean, like, what an incredible person.
He's paying rent as reparations. Like, thank you for acknowledging that people kind of stole this land. They didn't kind of. They definitely did. And he's like, I live here. So, and this area has been gentrified. And I live on this land that these people had cultivated. Blood, sweat, and tears. And now I'm going to pay them back. Like, thank you, yes, for being so damn selfless. That's why he's my friend. Your yeah. friends are your mirrors. That's a mirror I want to have.
Yeah. And, you know, people, he was one of the people that I think was referred to as like coasting this season. But imagine somebody like him didn't have the ability to have a great social game, didn't coast, didn't make it to the end. And somebody who did win the money maybe didn't do as many great things with it. So however you need to play right. this game to get to the end to do it.
But it's like if you win every challenge or you're on winning teams or you've created relationships with people that are voting for you, that's all part mm-hmm. of the game. So right. I think Yes played a good game. I don't think he coasted. He still had to work hard because getting up there and solving a puzzle before the floor drops underneath you, running across ropes like a ninja, right. Rubbing your body on ice, eating chilies, eating all that food, running, yeah. winning the whole thing is not yeah. coasting. That's hard yeah. work. There's everybody works differently, and you know, it would have been amazing not to have gone into an elimination. I went into one. I don't even know what that feels like, but right. I'm assuming it's great and good for yeah. him. Like if you play, Jemmy yeah. did the same thing. She played a smart game. You got to do what you yeah. got to do.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that it was said on the stage, which I liked. You know, everyone, the one thing I really do like about the All-Stars cast is I think everybody's a lot older and more mature and able to just talk their piece and kind of let it go. So it was really refreshing to just see people disagree on things and then be like, okay, yeah, true, that's your point, all good. But I think that, like, I don't know, maybe like for you, Anissa, watching it from the screen, because you were obviously mm-hmm. quarantining because you were doing Spies, Lies, and Allies. Mm-hmm. Like, was it weird for you to watch the reunion and not be there? Like, did it just piss you off?
No, I wasn't pissed off that I wasn't there because I was excited to do the next show. But, yeah. And to see you. Yeah. But it was, it was annoying because I had heard things about the reunion before, while we were in quarantine. So I already was like, you know, I wasn't there, folks. Like, I didn't get to defend myself when need be. But, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm sure there was more shit said that could have been offensive or whatever. I just don't care. So watching it, yeah, it's weird not to be there because I've been in probably every reunion. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, let them figure it out. I've done a lot of them. It's fine. You know, I knew Yes was mm-hmm. going to be there in Darrell. And Derek and John A, that Derek I knew that someone back. Would have had my back at some point. I feel fine not being there. And I knew that I had to be mentally prepared and physically ready for the next one. You know, yeah. when the show ends, it ends. I'm not holding on to shit. Mm-hmm. I know what my place in the game. I know my role on MTV and I love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm yeah. good.
Yeah. You know? As you should be. I think, you know, there's another little thing that's a difference, at least from my perspective. I mean, I'm by no means like a true vet, but I've done 6 seasons of The Challenge now and 2 Champs for Stars. So I have a lot of experience with a lot of you guys over the last years. And mm-hmm. Every single season I go on, I learn something about the way I play. And I'm like, okay, next season I'm going to do better in that area. Even if it's the tiniest little thing that I've said to somebody that I wish I didn't say, or if it was the way mm-hmm. How I maybe overcommitted to something I wasn't ready to commit to yet. 1,000%. I just learned so much every single time. And it's a game. That's the truth of it all. It really is a game. And so it's cool. Do you not want to be friends after the game is over? Totally fine. But maybe can we not be so hostile about it? I think some things came off a little hostile, especially referring to you. And I don't know. I just think that like the more you do, the more you realize that you're going to have so many conversations like that. And it's just too heavy to carry some of those arguments.
That's why I just don't care. Yeah. I watched it like, is this really what it is? Like, I don't care. And I have people like you. I have my family. I have my friends that really like uplift me and support me. That's what I need in my life, you know? Yeah. So I think the hostility shows more about other people than it does about me.
Yeah.
And now we can move on. Like, I don't... Yeah. It, you know, it's and not listen, something that needs to be beaten.
Yeah.
You know.
And I love that. And I think it is like this game and this environment that is created when you're competing can get harsh sometimes. And you just have to hope that if you are meant to be friends, you're going to bounce back from things that happen in the game.
Yeah. The other part to kind of move away from that because it's whatever. these are people that haven't played in 15 years too. And I think that social media plays a big part of it in like just feeding into it and making things bigger than they are. I think that, you know, being in the spotlight again, I think it's all, I mean, I've never stopped. So I don't know what it would be like because they're doing it, you know, pre-social media, pre all this, you know, exposure. And then going back on later, it's I'm sure, overwhelming to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Right. So I know that a lot of people are dealing with more than just the, you know, the stress of the show, but it's kind of, you know, coming back out again into the world. So it's being reintroduced and having a platform that was way bigger than it was when we started. So I think it's a combination of many things, and you either can move through this experience and really take the best parts of it, or let it destroy you. Yeah, and we've seen it happen to people, you know? Mm-hmm. And we've let it bother us, too. You know, we are...
100%.
You know, and then you just pick up the pieces. I think you get to a point in your career and in your mind, body, and soul where you're like, all right, this is exactly what this experience is. This is exactly what I want to take from it. This is exactly what I don't want to give it. And then move on.
And I love that. And I think that you are, like... everything that you go through, negative or positive, to just have that attitude about it is so important for anybody watching or for anybody like coming back into the game, coming back into this like reality world. That's the attitude you have to have if you want to protect yourself. That's just what it comes down to. But in all honesty, I'm so happy that All Stars was the thing. It was like the perfect thing to have in between challenge seasons. It was such epic. Yeah, it was so epic. To see so many faces. Mark, like, what a guy. Yes, what a guy. See John A. back after having the baby. Like, so nice to see so many awesome people returning. And then, like, the perfect bridge in between Double Agents and Spies, Lies, and Allies, which was just amazing.
Yeah, just, like, one shit show and then All Stars and then another shit show. It just... Ooh, girl.
I know.
Too hell... Like, there's a lot of crazy seasons. But you know what? I think we need the ups and the downs and the... I mean, it makes the show super well-rounded.
Yeah, and we have some listener questions from you guys about both All-Stars and Spies, Lies, and Allies. So make sure you guys stay tuned after this commercial break because we're going to give you some spoilers. Maybe not spoilers.
Not spoilers, but...
but it's going to be some insight. We're going to give you some
intel. Give me a little juice. We'll give you time for the juice.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys.
Okay, folks, now it is time to answer some of your lovely questions in this part of our listeners' transmissions. But before we get into that, I want to tell you a little challenge confidential little secret. If you didn't know, Tori's wearing sunglasses right now and has been wearing sunglasses the whole time we've been recording. I thought I'd share that. Still not sure why, but I support her.
I'll tell you why. People were throwing so much shade at my friend Anissa on the reunion. If I'm going to cover the episode, I'm wearing my sunglasses. All right? Let's get to these listener questions because we got some really good ones in. Let's talk about All Stars first because we just covered that reunion.
So someone asked us, how do you think CT would do on All Stars? Now, you watched All Stars. You saw the dynamic from a viewer's perspective. How do you think he would have done?
I think he would have done amazing. Honestly, I think CT has an incredible political game. People don't understand how good it is until you live with him and you work with him. And he's also an incredible athlete. So I think CT would have absolutely crushed this.
Me too. I think he's good. I mean, he would have given Yes a run for his money. Yeah. Unless they had thrown him in an elimination, but I still think he would have been great.
Yeah. I mean... he is somebody that I would like to see go on All Stars. It's actually another one of our questions, Anissa. Is there anybody that you would actually like to see on All Stars?
Yeah. I mean, Landon was an incredible athlete. I would always, always love to see him. He was always so kind to me.
What about Evelyn?
I mean, Emily and Rachel, clearly.
Yeah, Rachel.
Two badass females.
Emily, for sure.
I think that both of them would like All-Stars better because it's not as stressful as the actual challenge. I think that's why both of them kind of are like, meh, you know. And knowing them both personally, you know, Emily, she's really drama-free, doesn't want any of that. So I really would like to see... I just love watching badass women do badass shit. Laurel's great, too. I mean, just Laurel, like grabbing a bunch of people that haven't done the show in a long time that deserve to go in there and fuck shit up.
Hell yeah. I mean, there's so many people that I would like to see on it. I think, I mean, hope.
Think about how many people were just in Real World and Road Rules alone. I mean, so many people.
Yeah.
It could be anyone.
Yeah. All right, Anissa, well, I got another question for you. The fans are so considering of your emotional well-being, one of the questions was, did doing three seasons back-to-back get you in a groove or exhaust you?
You know, I think it was a bit of both. I came back into total madness. And having that be the end of this trilogy with people who had already created these friendships and not seeing people in a while. And it seems like a while. It was only 2 years. But it was different. So I kind of had to get my groove back there. I think Double Agents was one that like pushed me emotionally where I was like, you got to be kidding. But I still did well in challenges, which kind of gave me the feeling that like, oh, I'm still a contender here. And then going on All-Stars was like what I think lit a fire under my ass and put the wind back in my sails. So it was like Total Madness, I was cool. Double Agents, I was so exhausted physically, emotionally, mentally. And then it was like All-Stars was like rejuvenating. It was like the gas station for me. Like I filled up.
I love that.
I was supported by, you know, all the men. So much support. I mean, I was supported by women too, but, you know, we saw on Double Agents, I wasn't really supported by the guys. They talk more shit than anything. So going on to All-Stars and having that support really gave me the confidence I needed to then be like, you know what? I think I'm going to do the next one too.
Yeah. You know,
and it's always an honor that they call me and they value me as a person and what I can offer to the show because I think we all offer something unique and wonderful. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, I mean, I'm definitely tired, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard to train when you have, you know, a month and you just got home from Double Agents and all you want to do is, like, hang out with your friends and, like, get stuff for your apartment and then train, but you only have 5 weeks. So that definitely was a hard one for me. And then the time between All-Stars and Spies, Lies, and Allies was small too, so it was a lot.
Yeah, it definitely was a lot, but you handled it like a queen, and I love that you said you were rejuvenated by doing All-Stars. I think that that's really cool and important because you can get something different from every season you go on, so I love that. You got a question in your inbox that literally killed me, so why don't you ask it?
This one was great. Okay. You both cross the finish line, and TJ asks if you want to split the money or one of us keeps it. Are you kidding? If we cross the finish line, I mean, clearly they're asking if we were partners.
Right.
I'd be holding her hand going across the finish line, just like we'd be holding hands walking out, both with our share of the money.
Dude, but how funny would it be? Hear me out.
I know.
One of us steals... and then, of course, goes home and then, like, cuts the check. Like, you don't really steal, you know?
I know, but we already get enough hate.
I know.
I don't know if we could do it. And I don't think anybody would believe it. The trolls would have a field day.
Yeah, no, it would never happen. Never in a million years. I would never be able to steal the money from
you. Because I know where you live.
Girl, I would never be able to steal the money from anyone. You also know where
I
live.
I know.
Yeah.
I couldn't either.
There's not a person in the world that could make me take money from you. It's just not, that's not how I operate. So.
No, I do think there are certain things that would make me feel a little less inclined to.
Yeah.
Like if somebody was really, really mean, offensive.
Yeah.
There are those things where it's like, but you said and did a lot of things that were really shitty.
Yeah, but, yes, you're right.
Yeah, who knows? But it's not you, baby, so
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay, let's dive into some of these questions from Spies, Lies, and Allies. One of the questions is, who are your favorite rookies and who should we look out for? You want to answer it first?
Okay. There were a lot, you know, and during quarantine, we did get to know each other a little bit. In the airport, we got to know each other. Michelle That's was somebody true. Who stuck out because she was in she's from the tri-state area like us. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, oh, I love her, Jersey.
And, yeah, Michelle was dope.
You know who else stuck out? Jeremiah. He got on. God. I was like, oh, you know, you saw him too. You were like, yo, there's that fine ass dude. I said, oh, whatever. I'm not even looking at him. And then I walked, and then he got on the fucking bus with us to go to the terminal. And I'm like, who let this model on the bus? Who let this man on the bus?
That's actually a true story. I just want to touch on that real quick. So as we're all meeting up in the airport, we're walking down and we see Jeremiah walking by. We're walking to our place, but he's walking the other way. I didn't think he was on the cast. So I'm like, damn, Anissa, look at that guy. Like just nonchalantly. Turns out he ends up getting on the airport bus with us. He ends up being on the cast. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, thank God I didn't embarrass myself and try to hit on anybody at any weird time.
I need you guys to go follow my boy Jeremiah because he is a beautiful man. Yeah. Not only is he fine, but he's sweet.
Also, he was awesome. There were some amazing rookies. All of them came in so fucking ready to go. I mean, Esther, she was awesome. She fucking killed it. Emmy. Okay, so we have two Romanians. We call them the Romanian Death Squad. It's Emmanuel and Emmy. And they absolutely crushed it this season. Like, shout out to both of the Romanians. They were absolutely incredible. Who else?
Yeah, Emmy and Emmanuel were not only like you look at them and you think that they have this style that's so unique. I mean, both of them.
Yeah.
Like, cool insane. And then Emmanuel's doing backflip burpees on the lawn. So I'm just saying, but not saying, watch out for people who really feel like they ain't got shit to lose and they're ready to go fuck it up.
Yeah.
So that's really, I think, instead of, I mean, if you weren't mentioned, I mean, we may mention more names. Don't take offense to that. Every rookie there came with some shit.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So look out for all of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm nervous.
Yeah, dude.
Okay?
Dude, 100%. When I was looking at them, I was like, oh, my God. And we were completely outnumbered by them. Like, the vets,
yes.
When we saw, like, and we had Kells from Too Hot to Handle, that guy is massive. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, Burnish.
Gabo, who's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, like, there was
strong.
Logan.
Beautiful, again, soccer player.
Yeah.
Good at tennis, good at soccer, good at chess, good at anything he touched.
He was the best chess player in the house. Nobody could beat him, except for Devin. I think
One time.
No. I think he ended up beating him like 7 times out of like 324 games or something. Like, I don't, it was some, I don't know. We'll have to get Devin on the
line. I'm going to tell you that, because I think a lot of people are like, why are there so many damn rookies? I'm going to tell you that every rookie that's on this show is more than deserving of being on it.
Yeah.
The stories that people have, their backgrounds, how far they came to play, how much they value the challenge is insanity. And I think, I don't know about you, Tori, but for me personally, sometimes I lose sight of how big this show is and how awesome this show is. And these people are so humble and they come on, they're like, this is the best show in the world. And I'm like, you know what? It is.
Yeah.
And it was so nice to be reminded that I'm part of this, you know, since almost the beginning. I'm not that old, folks. But these were awesome people that, I mean, these are people that are nuts.
Yeah.
They did Survivor for 6 months overseas.
Yeah.
Here, they do it for 39 days and we're like, that's so hard.
Yeah.
They're over there living for half a year.
On an island.
In the dirt.
In the dirt. Yeah.
Shit in an ocean.
Yeah. Aqua dumps. We learned what an aqua dump is because of Survivor people.
Yep. So I will tell you that this season is going to be insane.
Mm-hmm. This is probably my favorite season ever. I mean, I loved how many different people were there. I loved how many countries were represented. I loved how many shows were represented. And so many rookies who, like, have, like, really awesome names and really awesome lifestyles outside of this that got to bring their themselves to
really
the
awesome names.
Yeah. I meant, did I say names? I meant to say
really awesome names.
No, what did I mean to say?
So a lot of these people have really awesome names. We have Pumped Gabo. We have Berna. We have Kels. Okay. Kelechi.
I meant like from Bettina. From cool shows and shit. Like, they have names for themselves. Like, Kels was not too hot to handle.
Oh, people that, yeah.
Like yeah. That and was
Tatcha
awesome.
Has an army.
Yeah, like, it was awesome to see so many people who came with these, like, with a lot of clout on the show. You're like, I almost felt like I was on a Champs for Stars, but like, in a way, because.
But not,
you know, but, because there were so many people that came with a lot of clout. I was like, oh, damn. This is crazy.
Listen, these rookies did research on us.
Yeah.
Kels is one of them.
Yeah.
Kels could have wrote a book about the challenge.
I mean, I get it. If you want to be good at something, you study it.
No. So. Yeah. No. I mean, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I didn't do any of that shit. I started to do a little bit, but I wanted to give everybody like a fair chance to like introduce themselves to me. So I wouldn't want to be judged on my 24-year-old self talking shit.
Yeah.
Because... and then they meet me and I'm nurturing everybody, like giving everybody a hug when they're crying. They're like, who is this person?
Yeah. Listen, I think it was, I'm with you on that. And I think it was an incredible season, even though there were so many more rookies and you saw it in the trailer, you know, like the vets really did have to work with each other this season. I think this is the first time the vets had each other's back the way they did for as long as we could. Obviously there's always going to be cracks in the structure and that shit crumbled, but it is going to be amazing to watch.
Are these spoilers, Tori?
No, it was on the thing. It was on the thing. It was on the
thing.
It was in the trailer.
Okay. Us vets definitely, we messed up on Double Agents, and I think you learn from each show. We said that earlier. You learn from each show, and I think we could have worked better on Double Agents. And this season, we were like, this shit is not going to fly.
Yeah. It was
God,
awesome.
But there were so many rookies, though. There's so many rookies. So we're going to have to see how we're going to navigate through the murky rookie water.
Oh, the murky because there are a rookie lot of those, water.
Yeah, like how we're going to navigate through the rookies because they all got some tricks.
They do. Yeah. Very skilled, crafty,
I'm at murky in like... This is going to be some weird space where we don't know these people, where they come from, or their backgrounds. Yeah. Where like,
I don't think it was offensive.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I thought it was visual. I didn't find it offensive.
Oh.
I found it profound.
I'm writing a book of haikus later if anyone's interested.
Dude, so sick. Well, listen, I hope you guys stay tuned. I hope you enjoyed listening to the Challenge Podcast, and make sure that you watch this new season coming up. Spies, Lies, and Allies is going to be absolutely amazing. And let us know what you think. If you have any questions, DM it to us. We love to hear it. Anissa, where can they DM you?
You can DM me. Find me on Instagram at AnissaMTV. That's AnneesaMTV. And that's the only place you're going to find me because I don't really frequent any other sites.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's not a lot of social media I really want to involve myself in.
Yeah, I agree.
Yet.
Yeah.
There may be some surprises in the future, friends.
Ooh, surprise. Yes. Love a good social surprise.
I do, too. And Tori, where can they find your beautiful behind?
You can find my beautiful behind... I don't know. I was going to say something and then I was like, never mind. But you can follow me at Tori Deal. Actually, it's Tori _Deal on Instagram. I'm like Anissa. Listen, I try to read and respond to as many things as I can, but every once in a while I open something that triggers my anger because there's some crazy fans out there. So I do my best to kind of listen when I can and respond when I can. But if I don't see it, please don't take it personally. I'm just trying to protect my inner aura. But I love you guys so much. It's been an incredible journey just talking about all of these shows together. Anissa, All Stars was absolutely awesome. I'm so happy that we were able to cover it. And I'm so excited that we get to do another season of The Challenge.
I know. I'm so happy we get to do this challenge together.
Yeah. And we'll be off next week, but don't worry, guys, because the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies, is just around the corner, and we are so excited to get into this new season with you.
So make sure you stay subscribed, and we'll be back talking all things challenge soon on MTV's official Challenge Podcast.